Hey folks, welcome to another episode of Writers Club Radio. I'm Jeff.
And I'm Liam.
And we never have to talk about that show that'll never be named again, ever again.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jeff. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, motherfucker.
What's the show?
The new show is Kamen Rider X-Aid, and we watched episode 1. And we watched episode, like, 32 of Juojer?
Yeah, 32.
Yeah, I guessed it right.
Nailed it.
I don't actually watch that show. Liam, what happened in the very first episode of Kamen Rider X-Aid?
Okay, so in X-Aid episode 1, we're introduced to Emu Hojo, who's an intern doctor.
Emu. That's in the other show.
I said Emu. Emu Hojo.
Like the bird?
Emu like an emulator.
There we go.
He's an intern doctor, he loves video games, and he sucks. He's not very good at being a doctor, kind of. Like, he can't keep his patients under control, and his bosses yell at him. And he's just kind of...
The nurses yell at him. Japan is not a society where women can just be yelling at men all the time, so you know he sucks.
He's just a big fuck-up. And he rides... he's chasing a kid who escaped, and he bumps into this lady who has a... She knows that the kid has a bugster virus in him. He's got these bugsters in him. So they take him to the secret place below the hospital where they treat bugsters, and Emu goes with them because fuck it. He just goes... And he's like, well, maybe I should fucking take this kid to the launch of a video game. That'll probably make him feel better while he's dying. So he goes and takes him to the Mighty Action X launch.
He knows nothing about what's happening to this child, by the way. The child seems like he's dying, but he's going to take him to the launch of Mighty Action X.
He's seen disgusting orange parasites that are like the size of your thumb sticking out of the kid's neck. And he's like, this is probably stress-induced. So he takes him to Mighty Action X, and the stress gets too big for the kid of waiting for the game, and he turns into a horrible bugster monster. So Emu takes the belt from, Asuna, and he turns into Kamen Rider X-Aid, and there's a big fight, there's a nice action scene, and then Asuna finds out that Emu is actually a genius gamer called M that she's been looking for. She's like, oh, I gotta get someone, there's gotta be a genius gamer who can use this gamer driver. I gotta find M. But this dude with a name that sounds a lot like M, he'll fucking have to do. But it turns out he is M, so that's convenient. That's really convenient for her.
It works out really well for her.
So they go back to the pit.
Her complete incompetence makes the belt end up in the hands of a complete stranger, but he just happens to be the right guy.
It's really lucky. So they go back to the pit, and it turns out that Asuna is not actually Asuna. That's only her day job. Her real identity is Poppy Peep Papo. He's like a digital video game idol.
Which will surely add a lot to the show.
Of course. Jeff, what did you think of Kamen Rider X-Aid Episode 1?
Well, Liam, Kamen Rider X-Aid has some problems to it. Some things that are little notes that think, you know, this could go badly as it goes on. But I really, really liked it.
Yeah, I'll tentatively agree. I'm of two minds about this episode.
Yeah, like I said, there are problems with it, but up until the point when the fight scene starts, when he, like, finds his determination and takes the belt, up until that point I was like, oh, I don't know if I'm gonna like this show.
Yeah.
And I was really getting nervous about it, but then he gets his determination and he... causes a video game level to happen around him when he turns the belt on, and I was like, oh, that's awesome! And from then on, I was into it.
I liked Emu a lot, like, throughout the whole episode.
Oh, yeah.
You sort of called it, Jeff, in that when he's normal, when he's in the hospital, when he's working, he is just, like, a sort of hapless loser. But the second something has to do with video games, or he gets to show off his game skills, or he gets to be a writer, he becomes this really kind of douche.
He's not a douche, he's just a big show-off.
Feast your eyes on my sick gaming skills. He's a big show-off, but it's like you said, the second he gets that armor on, he gets that mask on, just like Spider-Man, his sort of attitude changes. It's different depending on what kind of world he's in, which I really liked. Yeah. I really like that about Emu.
I love that. That's the thing that really struck me about this, is that everybody we've been introduced to so far has a personality that doesn't make me want to strangle them to death.
Yes, thank fucking Christ.
For one. And for two, they have a personality which exists. So that makes them better than everyone in Ghost already. Right off the bat.
Yeah. What else did I like? I loved the action. I know the hilarious CGI isn't going to last long, unfortunately.
Dude, but, that I want that CGI to last the whole show and be in every scene constantly, because it's like, it's beautiful. It's not terrible, eye-raping CGI like usual. Oh, they've made an art style.
Yeah, well, I was talking the Bugster. Yeah, I was just going to talk about the Bugster. I was like, yeah, that shit was fucking hideous.
Yeah.
But,
that was fucking, like, Goosebumps level CG.
that was some, like, early 90s low-budget CG.
Yeah, it looked like the Langoliers. Yes. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, it's just the Langoliers. But here's what I'm thinking. This is a really far out theory.
Okay.
This is me really desperately reaching. The episodic format we're looking at is patient gets infected by Bugster. Bugster goes out of control, turns into the big thing. You turn into the fat, the chibi level one, or where the rider turns into the chibi level one. He beats the Bugster and then he fights him normal, right? Mm-hmm. If that's the episodic format, I think that's good, because they're not going to do that in every single episode. They're not going to have the big CGI abomination every single episode.
No, they might use it sparingly. They're going to start skipping that really quickly.
Yeah, and get to a more like overarching plot. This is me like really fucking praying.
Yeah,
I don't know. They might find a way around
point A to point Z.
They might find a way around it. But if this is just like, here's what we're going to do when nothing else is going on, but stuff's going to be going on most of the time. That's nice. I like that.
There's obviously a rider versus rider thing.
Yes.
Starting up.
Yes, that's another thing I liked. All the characters look like dickholes. You get a little taste of all the other riders other than Xaid, which is sort of... I liked it and I didn't like it.
The thing I didn't like about it is that all of them seem to have the exact same personality.
Yeah.
That's so what I didn't like about them. But of course, it's just like a 3-second shot of them talking or something.
See, this is what I'm gonna get into. What I really didn't like is, and what I'm really scared of too, is I have the same complaint about Ghosts Episode 1, if you remember, that it just tries to introduce so much shit in 20 minutes. It tries to explain so many concepts and introduce so many characters. I think if I had my way, if I was king of the world, like I should be, the other writers would not be in this episode. At all. They would not appear.
It was like 3 seconds each.
Exactly.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
You can't... They're for no reason.
It was just showing you that these guys are going to show up later on. They're
going to
be part
that.
Of the plot.
We don't need that. We know they're going to be there.
We do, because we read shit behind the scenes and stuff. The children watching are going to see that and be like, oh, I wonder who those guys were.
Well, we don't need to know, though. When do we need to know?
It didn't bother me.
Look, Brave is going to be in the next episode. He didn't have to be in this episode.
Didn't bother me. I think that you might be overlooking... Ghost has blinded you to the idea that there might be something more later in this show. That
I
might have been
hope
just a little...
So.
That could have been just a little droplet to show you that the plot is going to become more serious
I
as it goes along.
Hope
like,
so.
These characters are far more serious seeming than Emu is.
Yeah. That's true.
And that might show like that the plot's gonna diverge at a point and become more serious.
And we're taking off like a dead sprint next week. There's already gonna be a plot line with Brave. He's coming right out. So I like that. I hope
everybody already has their belts. We don't have to wait for somebody to get a belt.
What I'm worried about is that they're gonna rush through Blade's thing, or they're gonna rush through Brave's thing rather. Blade's not in this show, unfortunately.
Not yet.
They're going to rush through Brave's thing, they're going to rush through Snipe's thing, and they're going to have no more plot left. That's just, maybe, like you said, I think I've been poisoned by Ghosts, but I feel like they're starting shit way too early.
I can see that happen, like, absolutely, especially with how quickly Spectre's storyline was resolved.
Yeah, but it is a different crew.
It's a different writer.
Different writer, different producer, all that.
They've already shown that they're capable of showing characters having personalities.
Yeah.
So it's already better than the last series. We just have to see if they fall into a lot of the same pitfalls or not.
I think I'd prefer 2 episodes of the main character sort of learning about the what's what, and then have the shit start. Like, have the episode where he uses the belt, and then the next episode would be him like, what the fuck was that? And he learns about the cyber rescue center and all that shit. And then he can learn about Poppy Peep Peep, and then
yeah,
he can,
that was That was a big complaint of mine right there. What possible purpose could that character serve to this series?
Peep-pap-a-poop-pop-pop?
Copy-popo.
Poppy
Brothers Jr. is in this episode.
So she's a video... She's comedy relief, I imagine. She's kind of annoying.
It's unnecessary, though, because the main character himself is already comic relief.
Well, now you got Papapoo.
Papu Pee Pee Pop?
Strawberry Rhubarb Pie.
What?
I don't know. I didn't like... Like, I liked Asuna. I like Asuna.
Yeah.
But then she's
Asuna
like...
Asuna is very much like a Kiriko.
Yeah, and I liked Kiriko.
She's like a serious lady that gets the lazy-ass weirdo to do his job.
Yeah, but in about 30 seconds, she ruined herself at the end of this episode. And that was another element that I feel like could have been left off. Like, that was just... It was too much toward the end.
Unnecessary,
you're
right.
In one episode. But I did
Well,
like,
I hate this show now. Thanks, Liam.
It's a garbage TV show, yeah. Open your eyes. I feel like I liked that Amu's last... His four last lines I counted were, what? What, and huh? So I do like
that's his character so far.
He seems like a normal person. He's not a clown.
He is completely clueless.
He gets confused, he gets cocky, he gets embarrassed, he gets sheepish. He seems like a human being, which is the fucking baseline. So, thank God.
There's like a little bit of that Japanese humor, like the weird cutting, like editing trick thing when something funny is supposed to be happening that I guess originated in Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't even like it in that.
Me neither. But
so it's back and it happened like 8 times in the first 5 minutes, so I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
But then the big fight scene happened and I didn't think I was gonna say this, but I like the big dumb mascot form.
I like level 1. They sold me on level 1.
Fact that they did pretty competent CGI for this series. For level 1, when he was attacking. I mean, he even did, like, a Sonic the Hedgehog roll.
Yeah, he does a little spin ball.
Which is fun. And the fact that I'm curious about the Gashats now, and what they're all about, and who makes them, and why, because there's a video game already, Mighty Action X, about Mighty, a character that's apparently been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Big platformer star.
Yeah.
So, why does... Like, the belt transform you into a pre-existing video game character. Is that, like, the purpose? Did the company do it for a reason? Or was it just one of those Ryoma Sengoku things where you just thought it sounded cool?
I think it's more like, we just made a belt and you can just put games in it. Just any game.
Yeah, but the Gashat's not a game. You can't put that in your Nintendo 64 and play Mighty Action X on it.
I think they're supposed to be, because there's the bit when he bumps into Asuna and she drops the suitcase, and the Gashat falls out. And the kid's like, hey, it's a copy of Mighty Action X, and he picks it up. So I'm wondering if
maybe
they're actually supposed to be games, and there's like a fake, hilarious game console that you put them in.
That retroactively makes the future kid from the finale of Ghost even fucking dumber that he picked up just a regular video game and said the power to change the future.
He picked up a copy of Shakuriki Sports. He was like, damn, I love this game.
It's like if somebody dropped, like, a cool spot for the Super Nintendo on the ground and somebody from the future picked it up and went, the power to change the world.
Must be a super artifact. Okay, kid, take him fuck off.
But dude, the whole scene, like, where he powers up, he, like, jumps around to find the right block so he can break it and power up, because he knows you gotta power up to defeat the enemy.
He knows how to play Mighty Action X. He's a genius gamer.
He's a Mighty
gamer.
Action X pro. He has to be a genius gamer. He already knows how the belt works and everything.
Yeah, that's another thing. There's always the bit where they teach him how to use the belt. The whole time she's like, no, you're not supposed to fucking do it that way. He's like, I don't read manuals. Do I pull this thing? Yeah, I like that.
I did love I don't read manuals. I figure it out myself. That's great. He's such a cocky SOB when he's playing video games.
I think at least I can say for this episode that as much as there was shit I didn't like about this episode, it wasn't the best. It portends good things. It
overall,
seems like
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it could lead into a good show. So
I would give it like a B minus or a C plus.
But yeah, I'd say C plus. I'd give it a C plus.
It was a fun episode, and I already like the cast members we've been introduced to. I'm not particularly sold on the director, because he's only in it for like 5 seconds, but we're supposed to like him already.
Yeah, that's true. Should have introduced him next episode. Should have saved him for episode 2. When you had time.
I felt like that was necessary. If he would have went in the basement and there would have been no one he recognized there at all, he probably would have immediately been like, wow, this is probably illegal as shit.
That's true.
What's happening? True. But the director was there, so it's obviously part of the hospital. He just doesn't know.
Maybe if they didn't include the 3 other riders, they could have had time to...
Yeah, they would have had a whole 6 seconds.
Oh, come
on. They could have put more information in.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Such a baby.
I really don't think they were necessary.
It might not have been necessary, but it wasn't long enough to bother me.
Okay. I'll agree to disagree.
There wasn't a whole lot of substance in this episode. I will say that. But it might be because we already knew so much about the series beforehand.
Yeah, it's telling us a bunch of shit we kind of already knew. We had the premise.
There's a lot of stuff about the powers that I like. The way things work, like his Gashammer, whatever the fuck it's called.
What the fuck was it called?
His hammer weapon.
His hammer.
Has a giant A and B button on it. And yeah. A turns it into a sword, and B powers it up when he hits it a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
The absolute best part about it is he has combos. Every time he hits, it comes up and says good or okay, but the more he hits, it goes great and perfect.
Yeah, they're going whole ham on the video game visuals.
It was amazing.
I loved it. I also adore when you put in the thing and it does a little character select, and it picks your character and then it generates a level, which I think is obviously they don't have the fucking budget to do a real level, but it just puts some blocks around. But it's like it generates this little video game level, and I imagine with Brave it'll put the chests, and with Snipe it'll put the barrels. Generates
Man,
a level.
That'd be so cool.
Very cool. I like that.
The
it's
thing
a very,
about
very cool
this
action
is
set piece.
Watching it. I've always struggled about what type of Kamen Rider I would want to be, like which one that already exists, what powers would I want the most. And watching this, I was like, shit, I think this just answered my question.
What?
That I would want Xaid powers, to be able to make video game levels, jump around them, and be like a video game character, and then transform into a cool Kamen Rider and have cool-ass video game powers.
Yeah, if there's one thing I can say this episode absolutely stuck, like, didn't fuck up at all, it's the action. The action was great.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it.
Great action.
It's fun, yeah.
Which is especially good considering we had an entire series of terrible action.
Yeah. I just hope this lasts.
Yeah, it really just caught my attention that way, and it won me over. The fight scenes are what won me over the most. But the creative way that they use the theme is probably what won me over even more than just the action itself.
The video game theme? Yeah. They go all the way with it. I like that.
And I mean, The theme of doctors is very secondary to the theme of video games.
I think doctors is going to come up more once Brave and Snipe and them get involved.
Yeah, well, it's like a clear division between the normal human side of things, which is doctor-themed, and the rider side of things, which is video game-themed.
Yeah,
but it's bridged by the fact that the Bugsters are a virus.
Two different worlds.
It's very well set up in that manner.
Yeah, it's kind of clever.
And man, the sound effects are spectacular.
The little 8-bit beeps and boops.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It might be stereotypical, but it's not coming out of the TV on Friends while they're holding N64 controllers or anything.
Yeah, it knows
so
what it is.
I'm very happy with the sound effects. And even the score is really good. The music.
Yeah, I like the score so far.
Especially that ending theme. I haven't heard the opening theme yet.
Well, the one they played today as the ending theme, that was the opening theme. Excite.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, that's gonna be the opening theme, yeah.
I like it a lot.
I can't say I'm a huge fan of Excite. I'm ashamed to say that I like We Think Therefore We Are more.
That song fucking sucks.
I liked it. I thought it was a really nice song.
That song sucks dick.
You suck dick.
Be that as it may, that song is bad.
You're bad.
Nah, I'm great.
Nah, you're pretty bad.
Everybody loves me.
Nope.
What do they think about you, Liam?
Everybody really likes me. They like me a lot.
Sure.
They're big fans of me.
All right. Maybe you gotta tell yourself, baby.
Oh, we should probably also say it's not Overtime doing X-Aid this year.
No, Overtime has given up the ghost.
It's a new group called Excite Subs, so if you're looking how to find them, check out Excite Subs. They've got your shit.
Thanks, Excite Subs, for picking it up. If you ever listen to this, which you won't.
Which you won't, yeah.
I would say slow down those subs a little bit. They disappear off the screen a little too fast in some places.
Really? I didn't find that at all.
Especially at the beginning where there was nothing, like, the doctors were saying things, but there was nothing in between them saying it, and as soon as they stopped talking, the sub would disappear.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
Usually, most subbing groups leave it up for a second afterwards.
Yeah.
But, so we that's just a nitpicky thing. Otherwise, I really enjoyed all the, like, the translation and everything. I thought it was great.
Yeah, we can say for certain that for 1 year, instead of sucking Overtime's dick, we're going to suck Excite Subs' dick. So you can look forward to that.
I'm excited by Excite Subs. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, I regret it. I regret you saying that.
It's good that you regret it, because I don't.
Okay.
I really hope these special effects continue, because I just don't think it would be the same if there weren't giant, like, logos appearing all over while he's attacking that say, like, hit.
Yeah, the big level up. I'd be disappointed if they went away. I'm scared a lot of Rider series tend to drop a visual theme, or, like, to drop a cool action set piece that
isn't
is expensive
that strange?
To use.
Isn't that strange, though, that we spent so much time bemoaning how many, like, particle effects were on the screen in Ghost, and now we're like, man, I hope they don't get rid of all these particle effects.
Because they're good
particle
effects.
Because the Ghost
ones
were generic-ass explosions all the time.
Green fire and shit, yeah.
And these are, like, a fucking style. It sets a tone for the series that's completely different from every other Kamen Rider series.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very interesting.
And that's something I could say about it. X8 all around is that it doesn't look like any other Kamen Rider series. It's falling into some of the same tropes, like the older guy who's a goofy mentor, and the Pit has returned.
Yeah, well, this
which originated in Double, really.
The
or
Pit is here
Decade,
to stay.
Because Decade had their dumb house.
Decade had a Pit?
They had, like, Decade had their dumb house thing that they were in all the time.
See, they have, like,
Double
an
had
HQ.
The headquarters.
They have an
the
HQ.
Narumi Detective Agency.
Okay, but I'm curious how recently they've been using that exact room and just tearing it up and rebuilding it. It's for sure since Drive. But
yeah.
I mean, I wonder if they've gone any further. Like, I don't remember Gaim having anything resembling
well,
a pit.
Well, Gaim had that dance place, like the place that the dance crew all hung out at.
But that didn't look like it, because I mean, the pit's gotta have that elevated bit. It's got that. It's got the stairs up to the.
Well, it did have
part.
An elevated bit. It just wasn't as high, I guess.
I wonder.
Because, like, when you came through the door in the dance place hangout, it was up on a walkway, and you had to walk downstairs to get to the main part.
The dance place, the Team Gaim HQ, looked to me like the hangout of the murder squad from Amazons.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It looked like the same room where they sit around and watch TV. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the set, but I'm wondering how long they're going to use the pit.
That's with those big windows that the Gaim Dance HQ had, it actually reminds me a lot of the place that the Greed hang out in O's, now that I'm thinking about it. They reuse sets and locations
all the time. Of
course,
yeah.
We could do a whole podcast on that.
Yeah, I remember in Drive when they had the Grongi Aquarium in that one
episode. Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
That was a good callback.
Yeah. But still, the pit is here to stay. I'm going to keep calling it the pit, so...
Yeah,
used to that.
I mean, that doesn't bug me too much, but it was strange when Emu walks into a room that's, like, the most boring, generic room with, like... I don't even know. It was the most boring, generic room I've ever seen on this show. Or any Rider series, for that matter. And he looked around with wonder in his eyes. What is this?
The big room with the little Hiroshi line in the center? Which is like the big white, or do you mean the one with the arcade cabinet?
The one with the arcade cabinet.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's comparatively quite plain, yeah.
Yeah, like, usually when somebody walks into a secret headquarters or something, there's shit everywhere that's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you go into the pit for the first time, there's, like, car shit everywhere.
Computers.
There's, like, a big walkway, yeah.
Sick-ass car in the center, yeah.
You go into this and there's, like, a medical chart on the wall. There's a folding table.
An old Dance Dance Revolution machine off in the corner. Real sick hideout you guys got.
Yeah, I would have been like, is this really it? You guys are, like, a group of some sort, right? Do you have funding?
Yeah, the hospital budget's been going real tight recently, eh?
Are we squatting here? Is this a patient's room that we just changed into this? So I'm not impressed with that part. There are problems that I'm hoping get ironed out as it goes on. No Kamen Rider series starts out exceptionally. It's either it starts out really good or really bad or somewhere in between, but it never hits excellent until later.
Yeah, you gotta let it hit its stride.
So here's hoping. I'm on board.
I'm a little more tentatively on board, but I'm totally excited for all the new riders coming out. I want to wait till the shit actually gets started and see what they're going to do with this before I make any judgments. But it seems like it could be good.
Yeah, so far, I would say if I could have a rider's power, it would be X-Aid. But Brave happens next week, so we'll see.
God, Brave's going to be so fucking cool.
Yeah, no kidding. Brave is Knight-themed, which is already, like, right up my alley. Besides Kamen Rider Knight, because he sucks.
He's the best, though.
He's got a sweet-ass sword. He's got a cool-ass helmet. I can't, and he's gonna have RPG powers, so I'm excited.
He's gonna be sick. Is that all we have to say about X-Aid 1?
I think that's it so far.
Okay, you ready for some news?
Yeah, the shitty news, you told me
earlier. I don't have much news this week. I saw a blurry photo of a Pac-Man Gashat.
Yeah, you posted that on our Twitter, and I didn't believe you for a minute. I had to look it up myself.
Well, it's believed, like Namco and Bandai. I mean, they're merged, yeah, so
it's true.
Wouldn't be surprised if they made one.
Wouldn't that be awesome if he like transformed into a big plastic ass mascot Pac-Man in the show?
That'd be great. I wonder if the belt is, because it's a toy that you can buy from the looks of the scan. I just wonder if it's a belt, like if the belt will have specific sounds for it, because that'd be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm sure jingle. It'll make a waka waka and it'll go to wee wee wee.
That'd be fun.
And I'm sure if you plug it into your TV, you can play Pac-Man.
Wouldn't that be sick? I still wonder if that's... Like, did that turn out to be real? Do you remember?
I don't know, actually. I hope so.
I remember hearing a rumor flying around about that. I never found out if it was 100% true or not, but I fucking hope so, because I want to play Tattle Quest.
Yeah, me too. I want to play Mighty Action X already. It looks fun.
They show Mighty Action X, and it looks real.
Yeah, they show actual footage of it.
It has the shitty resolution and everything, and it looks like a real game. It looks like a shitty phone game, but it looks like a real game.
Yeah, it looks terrible. I want to play it.
I don't know. Maybe it is. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't really know if that's true or not. Nobody's really reported much on it since.
I wouldn't be surprised if they made a phone game out of it.
No. If there's no functionality in the actual toys, then they absolutely made a phone game out of it.
For sure. Yeah, that's Pac-Man. There's gonna be a Ghost Hyper Battle DVD coming out.
We weren't supposed to talk about that show anymore.
There's gonna be a Hyper Battle DVD for a mysterious Rider series that I've never seen before.
Coming out. I hope it's good.
I hope it's good. I haven't seen the series, but maybe this will be great. Sionji, the man with the fucked up teeth, if you remember, and Da Vinci are gonna come back for it.
Yeah, my two favorite characters.
Hey man, painting don't pay the bills if it takes you 3 years to make one.
I didn't remember his name was Sionji. I've just called him the guy with the fucked up teeth for the whole series.
He's the most compelling character from in Ghost, remember?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I remember him seeming like he had some sort of a plot or had something to do with something, and then it just turned out that he wanted to make a wish and got killed.
Spoilers.
Who gives a fuck? Don't watch it.
Spoilers.
If you didn't watch Ghost, don't watch it.
Sionji gets evaporated. Yeah, so that's coming. That's all I know about that. That's all anyone knows about that. Mm. Also, all Kamen Rider, Rider Revolution, that game for the 3DS is coming out. If you buy it, it'll have a special Gashat with it. But they didn't say what it was.
Oh.
It's a Mystery Rider Gashat. I figure it'd be for the game, for all Kamen Rider Revolution. Wouldn't that be hilarious? But probably not.
No. It'd be cool if it had, like, every time you hit it, you did your Gashat move with it, it had a different Rider's transformation jingle.
Oh, wouldn't that be sick? They're saving that for the movie, though, for sure.
Yeah. I don't doubt it. They do that every time now, where they have, like, Rider's fucking trinkets for the new series.
Yeah. When's it going to be too much? When's there going to be too many?
It's already been too much.
No, I mean, when's it going to be so much that they don't make them? Because they still make one for each Heisei Rider. They don't bother with Showa. anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
What?
They don't make them for each Heisei Rider anymore. They make them from Decade onwards now.
No, they made icons for every Heisei Rider. I saw
them. Yeah, they
I
didn't have them in the special.
No. I mean, I'm talking about toys.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. They're going to switch to Decade onwards soon.
For sure, yeah. And then the one before that's just going to be the Heisei Gashet or whatever. The Heisei Keychain, whatever the hell the gimmick is, the year they decide to stop doing it.
Heisei Dildo. That's put it in the robotic vagina belt you're wearing to transform.
It's a future society that's a lot more accepting.
A lot more open with sexuality.
Yeah.
Is that it for the news?
That's it for the news, my dude.
Wow, the news did suck. You were right.
I told you. There was other shit, but it's just shit. There was a video of Emu teaching you how to do the transformation pose, but it's just wave your arms in a circle. It's not something you have to teach.
They do that for everyone.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on one of those news channels where it's like you're supposed to report 24 hours of news, but there's not that much news. So you like 2 a.m. you're like, hey, someone saw a goat and they took a picture of it.
Somebody saw a clown again.
Here it is, kids. We'll get the eyewitness reports in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's news for Kamen Rider, all right. So now that we're done with that, why don't we, now that we're through that hell, talk about the newest episode of Super Sentai?
Yeah.
Animal Sentai Juojur episode 32.
Juojur 32 is about the importance of bants in a friendship.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the whole story.
It's about the importance of being honest with your friends and not sugarcoating shit.
Yeah.
It's a lesson that not only does Misao learn, as he's like the Leave It to Beaver of this series and has to learn every lesson, it's a lesson that the rest of the team learn as well, that they can't keep the kid gloves on for this whining pussy.
Yeah. They never realize it, that they can... You know, Tusk can walk up to everyone and be like, hey, you don't know shit about pancakes, dude. And everyone would just shrug it off because they're friends. But Misao, the sensitive man, always takes everything to heart. And he learns to shrug it off because that's, you know, it's their best friends, you know? Two awkward guys.
Right out the gate, my favorite thing about this entire episode is that the villain, whose name is not Reversey, it's something else.
His name isn't Reversey?
No, his name is something else.
Okay, I thought it was Reversey.
No, he just says Reversey when he reverses people.
Oh.
But he has the power to bring out the dark side of you that you hide, mm-hmm. like the hidden side. The stuff that you keep inside and don't say out loud to anybody. And Leo is completely and totally unaffected by it. Yeah. Because he has no filter whatsoever.
He has the evil eyes, but he's the only one who does not change personalities at all.
That was my favorite part of the whole episode. Especially because they don't even bring much attention to it.
No,
at
it's,
all.
Just, it's just a little detail. It's not a plot point or anything. They just, the writers remembered. So they put it in there.
I love that.
I love, I love Misao. We both love Misao on here.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
So a Misao-centric episode is always welcome, if there are a little too many. But I like the bit where he's thinking back on being like, all the nice things they said while they were making pancakes, and he's like, oh god, oh, they secretly hate me, and they're dancing around him in his brain.
I love the look on his face when they say something nice, and he has this, like, 1980s school photo look on his face. He's all set up straight, like, with this little uncomfortable smile on his face. It's perfect.
Oh, it was a good episode.
This episode is one of the types of episodes that we love the most, which is an episode that builds on characters. They're changed by the events of the episode, and if we know anything about this series, it'll continue throughout the rest of the series. They'll keep the lessons they learned in this episode to heart.
Yeah, the writers remember, usually.
I think it was excellent that Tusk, the man who can't keep from just saying mean shit to people all the time, that's his awkwardness, is the one who teaches Misao that you just gotta deal with that shit sometimes.
Just, Misao, he puts his hand on his shoulder and says, Misao, listen, I'm what's known as a dickhole. If you want to be my friend, you gotta put up with it.
Everybody else is like, yeah, it's true.
Yep,
it's true.
Pretty much a dick, that Tusk guy. Do you think we're getting too many Misao episodes?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we're in agreement.
I like Misao a lot, but he's like the focal character of the series now. It's not Yamato anymore.
Which is a shame, because Yamato had some really compelling arcs early on, all the stuff with his uncle and his mother, and the whole bit with Larry was great with him.
Yeah.
I miss him.
Since Misao has joined the team, he's very much become a focal point. We switch back to Yamato sometimes, but it's more of like a deuteragonist type of thing. There's like two protagonists at all times.
That's a deuterwoodoo?
Oh, a deuteragonist. It's two protagonists.
Oh.
And it's Misao and Yamato, but sometimes it's not Yamato in an episode. Like, this episode was Tusk and Misao.
Yeah, it's Misao and someone lately.
Yeah, which it used to be Yamato and someone.
Yeah.
Or, like, someone and someone.
Yeah, like Leo and Sayla had that one.
Yeah, and it seems like next episode we're going back to that, though, where it's Amu and Leo, who never got an episode together.
Thank goodness. I'm
really excited about that.
I just think we've already had a Misao and Tusk episode where they both bond over being the most awkward one in the group, and now they bond over understanding the importance of banter. So at least they're not just repeating shit, they're not just spinning their wheels.
No, it's like when Misao was introduced, it was obvious that there was going to be some character growth for him throughout the series. But it seems like they're focusing on that character growth a little bit to the detriment of other characters in the series.
Yeah, they're over-focusing on it a little bit.
And it seems like they're learning their lesson a little bit. Like, maybe we just didn't give them enough time. Maybe they just wanted to get through to this point so that they could stop having him act like a baby every time somebody said something off.
I can't say I'm terribly upset about it because I fucking love Misao.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't bother me that much.
Yeah, it's not the biggest deal in the world, but yeah, I would like myself a Amu and Leo episode. That'd be fine. So
an episode about sumo wrestling, about Amu and Leo.
That sounds like it's gonna be fun. I'm excited for that one.
I'm excited for that one too, and I think it's telling like the attitude we have that we're talking right now. Like neither of us seem bitter and angry. I wonder why that is. I wonder what we've left behind that has lightened our lives so much.
I wonder. It's always like that with Juo. We trust Juo-Jir now. There's no, I hope they don't fuck this up, because we're pretty sure they're not going to fuck it up at this point.
But we have two series we can enjoy now.
Well, we'll see about X.
Maybe people will stop listening now. They're not just shitting on something. I'm not going to listen to that.
Yeah, we're going to have to pick up Kiva.
It's like a babies podcast. I'm not listening to that shit. Hug box shit.
We have to pick up Decade. It's time.
We can't pick up a third series. We didn't pick up Ultraman. People will bring that up.
Yeah, what's the worst Ultraman show?
I don't know. All of them? Nah, I like Ultraman. Ooh. I'm just joking.
Get fucked, I'm just Ultraman joking. Fans.
I like Ultraman. I'm sure somebody shut it off right then before I could get that out. Fuck you!
Unsubscribed.
That's fine.
Jeff, give me the mail.
Alright, I'll give you the mail. First off, why don't we start with some tweets?
Okay.
Since I keep forgetting to answer tweets on the show.
Okay, let's do it this week then.
We had several questions from our old pal Ian Vaffler, who was on the show.
Hey!
Ian asks, will Xaid go to prom with me? And then he asks, how much Xaid bench? And then he asks, who dick bigger, Xaid or John Holmes? Liam?
Xaid is taken. He's not going to prom with you. Xaid can bench 253, and John Holmes' dick is bigger.
Well, thanks for writing in, Ian. Go fuck yourself. Next question is from Ravnus, who says, favorite writer theme?
Oh, shit. Lately, I like deep breaths. Gills.
You like deep breaths more than fucking Believe Yourself?
Oh, I don't know. That's a really tough choice.
Yeah, Believe Yourself is my favorite.
They're both fucking rad, though.
They really are. I love deep breaths, too.
I don't know. I'm maybe a toss-up between those two. What about you?
No, like I said, Believe Yourself.
Really? Believe Yourself?
That is my absolute favorite.
Hot diggity dog.
I fucking love Believe Yourself.
It's a really good song.
I also, character-specific, form-specific songs... I absolutely love Ride on Right Time.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the Rata Rata form from O's.
Yeah, yeah. I like the
Tatobafi. It's the best in the song.
Yeah.
It's the best in the whole series, right on right time. If you disagree with me, you're wrong.
I disagree with you. I think the Tatobafi theme is better.
Nah, fuck you.
That's how it's going to be.
Our next question is from Anachronist,
okay,
who asks, I forgot to ask last week, but what do you think a Juojer X-Aid crossover would be like, given that the Deathgalians kind of also have a slight video game theme to them, too? And the cube animals are all pixely, etc., etc. I think that's a perfect setup for a hero versus hero fight, where the Juojers immediately think that X-Aid, with all of his fucking pixel shit, is a Deathgalian, and it takes a little bit more for them to believe that he's not, like, a plant, like a new... the world.
See, I was thinking that too, but I thought, what if they turn it around? What if X-Aid shows up, and he sees that the Deathgalians are all video games, and he goes, oh, you guys must be riders, sick, and he goes up to their base, and it's like, alright, what are we doing? Are we fighting those bugsters in the multicolored outfits down there?
That would he be thinks they're fucking, all bugsters. That'd
that would
be great.
A fucking hilarious episode. I would
like if
to
he
watch.
Tried to cure the. He tried to like cure them. Like he cures the bugsters.
Yeah.
He's like, why isn't this working?
He's rolling into him with his big roly poly form. Like, what is this power?
That sounds great.
I'd watch
yeah,
that
I think
shit
it would be
that.
A perfect fit.
Yeah.
I want there to be one, but I don't think there's gonna be.
Probably not, but it's such a perfect setup. That has to have been an accident.
Maybe. There seems to be a lot of, like, crossover between people who work on Rider and people who work on Sentai, but who knows?
But, like, if you're gonna have two video game shows, you'd think they'd put them together for a crossover.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, like, the Sentai team and the Rider team are separate. More separate than we think, and they just happen to fucking say video games. I don't know. I don't know the inner workings at Toei.
Of course we do. We know John Toei personally.
I don't know. I go bowling with the guy. He doesn't tell me anything.
Well, thanks for writing in.
Thanks.
You guys who did. Tweeting in. We have another tweet from 4emojis at Solaire Hazard. Who says, did X-Aid strike you as Drive meets Ghost? I felt like the setup is very Drive and the comic gags are very Ghost.
Yeah, the setup was kind of Drive. I can see that. The only thing I saw in Ghost is too much shit in the first episode. So,
yeah, I guess it has that in common if you're an idiot.
I wouldn't... fuck off. I wouldn't really say... I wouldn't really say it makes me think of Ghost. I would like to think of Ghost as little as possible.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, we're happy now.
Well, we'll see.
We're enjoying life so far.
So far.
We'll see how it goes.
The sun shines just a little bit brighter.
But that's all for Twitter. Thanks for tweeting.
Thanks.
Everybody. Our first email is from Alonzo, who says, hello, my name is Alonzo. I've been a listener for a while. Hey, Alonzo.
Hey, I'm Liam.
I'm Jeff. Do you love how dumb the name Bang Bang Shooting is? Greatest writer form name of all time.
I love the sound for Bang Bang Shooting. Like, the when it says the name, Bang Bang Shooting. I love that.
It is pretty awesome.
But that's it's very NES. I could pick up an NES cartridge called Bang Bang Shooting, and I probably wouldn't think twice about it.
It would be one of those, like, Japanese games that barely got any translation at all when they came to America.
Yeah. Like, Dragon Power. That shit, yeah.
Anyway, for a more serious question, were you both able to catch all the video game references in X-Aid Episode 1? Even the CGI trash meatball monster was a reference to an RPG enemy. I don't think Vector Man is an RPG enemy. Because that's exactly what that motherfucker looked like.
Yeah, he did look a bit like Vector Man.
And if so, how do you feel about it? And how Toei is handling it? I like it. It's not like a remember this...
It's
own spin
in your
on
face.
It.
It's just like, platformers got blocks, games got power-ups. It's
natural.
It's not obnoxious,
it's not forced.
Yeah.
It's like, I always reference, like, a forced video game reference, like a Brian Lee O'Malley comic. Like, fucking Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
where he's like, that moment when he's laying in bed and he's like, I wish I could turn into a morph ball like Super Metroid and go to the bathroom in the morning.
No one has ever spoken that sentence in their whole life.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? It's that type of stuff that bugs me, but this was so natural and ingrained in what the series is, and it wasn't just blatant references to shit all the time, and I approve.
Yeah, that's nice. I like it.
Thanks for writing in, Alonzo. We're glad that you've continued listening to this shit.
Thanks.
Our next question is from Edgar, who says, "Hey, RCR, don't know if you knew, but Diamond is Unbreakable is getting a live-action movie?"
You didn't hear about that?
Shinosuke's son playing Koichi.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Yeah, I heard about that. I fucking knew.
There's a link. Hold on.
Yeah, check it out.
Does it have images?
I don't think... No, there's no, like, set photos or anything out yet.
Why? I love Part 4, but why did they choose that one out of all of them?
I don't know. You'd think they'd start with Part 1, but no.
Well, I figured they'd start with Part 3.
Yeah, they'd start with... Yeah, I could see that, too. Yeah. Nope, they picked Part 4.
That's crazy. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
To continue with Edgar's email, X-Aid seems like it'll probably be like Gaim and will introduce a second belt system for other riders. What do you hope the gimmick will be? Personally, I hope the other riders are handhelds that have smaller cartridges and a less bulky belt. Thanks for the podcast. See you next game.
See ya. Good night. We have a Twitter.
I don't know if they're going to do that. Shut up, Liam.
I hope, or I think X8 is going to be like Gaim, God, I fucking hope so.
Yeah, I agree.
But if there was a second belt, I would like it to be. They're never going to do this ever in the history of man. But I think it'd be neat to have PC riders that swap parts between each other. Like, they toss, like, a video card.
This is Japan, Liam. They don't know what PC gaming is.
They'd probably do handhelds, I think. It'd be like a wrist changer, like a thing like that. That'd be neat.
But all the characters already play handhelds, though.
Would it be a fucking handheld fucking thing, okay?
Maybe they'd have, like, an arcade cabinet thing where, like, it's like a backpack.
Oh. What if it's like a G3 thing where you step into a giant arcade cabinet and it just
that
puts
would
the
be
suit
sick
on you?
As fuck. I would be all about that.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't think they're going to do that, though. I don't know. It's just something about it doesn't seem like... Because they're playing up how important these belts are right now.
I don't know.
I guess they did that in Gaim, too.
Yeah, the Sengoku drivers were the saviors of the fucking world, and they still introduced a second type. So you never know.
And it is like a science-y company that's making them.
Yeah,
so.
they'd make an upgrade. I just want more riders. God, I want like 78 riders.
There's already fucking 4 of them.
4 is not enough.
4 is enough for me. 4 is the perfect number for
no,
me.
No, I want at least... I like 10. I like 7 to 10.
Oh my god.
I like lots of riders.
The more riders you have, the less focus you could give to them.
No, you can give them lots of focus because you don't have Monsters of the Week with that format. You just have characters bouncing off each other.
I like there to be cool monsters in a rider series.
No, I want riders.
Oh my god. Liam, you need to watch something else.
You need to go to smart school to get out of being stupid.
You need to suck a dick.
You need to go to
our next question is from our friend Graham.
Fucking prick.
Fucking piece of shit! Our next question is from Graham.
Okay.
Who says, if Mighty Action X was a real game, not counting the mobile version, if that exists, how would Toei mess it up? Microtransactions?
It'd be 3 levels long because it'd just be a stupid promotional thing.
You have to pay DLC to unlock any character that isn't X-Aid.
Maybe they would
even
just
the
have...
other riders that would they're in it and they... you can see them and they have cool powers, but you have to pay money for them.
It would just have terrible controls. Maybe it would just be a badly made game. I could see
it
that.
It would be as deep as a fucking puddle.
Yeah, no
gameplay wise.
No speed tech. You just play as Mighty.
Sounds like shit.
No Sonic the Hedgehog as a selectable character.
No downloadable porn.
There are many ways that it could go wrong.
Our next question
is
from Daniel, who says, what is the most concerning aspect of the show based on the first episode besides Poppy Peepo Popo?
I was going to say Pipap Poopoo. I was going to say
Poppy Peepo Popo.
Poppy.
We actually got a question on Twitter of somebody asking us what we thought. Oh, it was Great Bit Blog, who says, what are your opinions on Peepo Popo?
I like
saying her name.
I like Asuna. I don't really like Peepo Popo. I kind of wish she was just Asuna.
Yeah, I agree. It adds absolutely nothing to the show besides the fact that Japanese men are fucking obsessed with teenage idols.
It's true. You gotta have an idol in there. It's the rules.
everyone loves idols, and I'm guessing that out of all the episodes of Kamen Rider Ghost, the two-parter about the idol was probably the most popular.
I love and, that fucking two-parter.
So bad. Enjoy that for the whole series. Enjoy Poppy Peepo Popo.
Poppy Peepo. It's not even that she's an idol. It's just the way she speaks is like, oh boy, we're in for it now.
It's so over the fucking top.
I guess we just have to have an Onari every season. That's the new norm.
If you've heard that leaked TV-sized opening for X-Aid, what are your thoughts? How does it compare to the previous opening?
Eh.
I haven't heard the TV-sized opening. I only heard it at the end of this episode. I really liked it.
It's mostly it's much better than
Ghost's piece of fucking shit that only a goddamn brain-dead idiot would ever like.
Wow, holy fuck, dude. We think Therefore We Are was a fine song.
I mean, if you're completely brain-dead, like what? If you hooked your brain up to a machine like an ape would get what more brain activity. What do you hate about it? Then you, it's terrible. I hate it.
It's a good song.
It's terrible.
It's got sick beats.
It's just a whining fucking idiot screaming into a mic.
No, that's every Rider song. Come on.
Shut up.
Every Rider song with lyrics.
What a dipshit. Don't pretend. Liam likes, Therefore I'm a Terrible Song. The last question he asked is, do you think Emu is Yamato's long-lost brother? They're kind of similar. At least Yamato at the beginning. Yamato's cooler. Emu's more of a loser.
Yeah, Emu's got a way to go.
But I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
He's my kind of loser, where he's socially awkward, fucks up a lot.
He's not Takeru, where you just want to strangle him. He's a Kagami, where you relate to him.
Yeah. He reminded me a little bit more of Shoichi in the beginning of this episode, because he's completely hopeless, and everyone shits on him for it.
Well, Shoichi didn't get shit on that much. Everyone loves him.
Fuck that, man. Everybody shit on Shoichi. There's a moment where, like, there's, like, three other riders standing around, and Knight's like, raise your hand if you hate Shoichi.
Oh, you're thinking of Shinji.
Oh, fucking Shinji. You're right. Everybody loves Shoichi.
I was gonna say, what the fuck?
They're, everyone's... like, fucking... They're back-to-back, man.
Yeah, and
they're
I know.
Shuz.
They're she's. Yeah. Shoei. Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
all right, Ryuki.
Shinji. Like poor fucker. Yeah,
Shinji was so hapless and stupid, and everyone hated him and shit on him for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's who he was reminding me of.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see
I
that.
I can't believe I made that mistake.
Hey, it happens, man. Shoichi doesn't even know who Shoichi is sometimes.
That's very true. It's very true.
It's very true.
Seeing them in the little ending thing when they, the Juojers and X-Aid hang out together, I was like, they kind of like, they have the same sort of style about them.
Loud?
Yeah.
They got a loud, or you mean their clothes, or?
I meant like the way they style their hair and like the way they act and their, yeah, maybe clothing, I don't know. Our next question is from Eggmath.
Okay.
Who asks, why are idols the worst thing in all of existence? Besides ghosts, that is.
I don't know. The hierarchy...
A lot of people don't like Peepo Popo, apparently.
Yeah, I understand. I think I see where they're coming from. See, like...
What's not to like about forced fucking Japanese idol horse shit in the show?
See, number three is puking at a party. Number two is a swift flick in the balls. Number one is idols on the list of worst things.
Ghost is number two.
Ghost is number zero. Ghost is beyond.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really listen to Japanese music all that much. I guess I do a little bit, but I don't really listen to like idols and stuff like that. So I don't understand anything about that.
All I know about idols is that one time that one idol got caught having a boyfriend, so her agency made her shave her head and apologize to all of her fans. On video, and it looked like a fucking ISIS kidnapping video. It was bland blue background. It was
yeah. There is that whole fucking thing where idols are so beloved by the public, but if you do one thing that might make you seem like a normal adult woman, they hate your guts and it's over forever.
I think the allure is that your fans are supposed to think they might have a shot with you, like if they bumped into you at the grocery store. So if you're out fucking 10 out of 10 guys...
she loves her fans.
Yeah.
But only you. Only... Because if some other guy, some other big fan, like another version of you, the same guy, met her, and she had sex with him, she's a dirty slut now, and you don't want anything to do with her.
No, it's the worst.
But if she had sex with you, she'd still be great.
But then you're that guy.
they don't care.
That's true. That's true. That's the way.
Asterisk right there. I don't know anything about idols.
I mean, this is pure speculation based on one hilarious news story. Yeah, idols.
Our next question
is
from Jake, who says, "Hey guys, been listening to the podcast for a while. I really want to thank you for two things. If it wasn't for RCR, I still would have been watching Ghost, dropped it a little after Necrom showed up, and probably would have been banging my head against a desk on a weekly basis. And two, for talking about Juojer. I'm not much of a Sentai fan, but after hearing all the things you guys mentioned about it, I gave it a shot, and it's been a fantastic series. Ditto X8 so far." Hey, you're welcome, buddy.
Yeah, I don't like Sentai either, but I really like Juojer. I might try some more.
I like Sentai.
Go Bus after this.
Yeah, I like Sentai pretty well. I want to watch Bioman. That's like an older series, but I really like the look of the suits.
Oh, yeah, did you hear the Sentai man from Bioman who had cancer? He got his surgery, and he's apparently recovering pretty well. That's what I heard.
Yeah, congratulations, Ryosuke Sakamoto, on your full recovery. We're happy that you made it.
Well, it's not full yet, but he's doing it. He's
well, your partial recovery thus far.
He's
I remember
on his way
I
there.
Tweeted at him in Japanese, like really poorly done Google Japanese. to wish him ganbatte.
You probably accidentally asked him to have sex with a cat or something.
Well, as long as the thought got across, that's what matters. The thought that I was pulling for him.
Yeah.
Just got two questions. What did you guys think of the teaser/intro segment after the fight where we get a look at Snipe, Racer, and Brave? Also, gotta ask, did Liam smile when Brave was already dismissing X8 as not worth my time before he even meets the guy?
Yep.
Liam hated that part, though.
No, I mean, I like Brave, what we've seen so far. I like the character, I just wish they had held off on him. But I like that he's a dick.
Yeah, of course you do. They're all dicks. All three of the other characters
but
are
I like,
dicks.
I like a secondary rider that always constantly comes into conflict with the main rider. I don't like it when they settle in and become friends. That ain't interesting to me.
It is to me. Yeah. I love that development where they go from being enemies to friends. I just don't like it when it happens in, like, 5 episodes.
Yeah, it's true. Can't be hasty with that shit.
And my thoughts, and any thoughts if that short, glitchy segment before the next episode preview is going to be foreshadowing something major or dark later in the series. Anyways, that's all for me. Keep up the great work, and looking forward to the next episode. Thanks.
You mean the glitch where it goes all fuzzy and says, see you next game, or is there a different thing?
I don't really remember. But I do think that the series is going to have a little bit of a darker edge to it as it goes on. The fact that everyone besides the main character, all the other writers are like dark assholes that have very serious personalities.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of, and I'm sure this will make Liam's tiny penis very hard, I'm getting a lot of Ryuki vibes.
It'll make it grow to almost 3 inches.
I'm getting a lot of Ryuki vibes from it. Like I said, the main character reminds me of Shinji, how everyone shits on him for being an idiot.
He's the only noble-hearted one, and everyone else is like, well, you're pretty fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I feel like the series is going to have, not like a Ryuki dark.
Not like, but, no one's going to get impaled in the show, probably.
No.
But
I don't even think it's going to go to like a Gaim level of serious, but I think it's going to have a seriousness to it that's going to get a little heavier than what we're used to.
Probably no one's going to advocate genocide on this show, probably.
Well, we'll but see.
We'll see. Yeah, never say never.
We'll see. And hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah.
And that's all the messages we've got this time around.
Oh, wow. Okay. You can check us out on Twitter. That's @RyderClubRadio. You can send us an email. That's RyderClubRadio@gmail.com. Send us a tweet. Send us an email.
Yeah, send us some emails, damn it. I continually have to, like, prompt you guys the night we're going to do the show to send us an email. That's why we had so many this time. I remembered to prompt.
Well, just keep remembering to prompt, and they'll
just
keep sending
send
emails.
Just send them.
If you have a rogue thought about Kamen Rider during the day, send us an email, even if it's just a talking point. What do you...
The funniest part about that is that we used to, like, pick and choose what emails we're going to put on the show.
Yeah, because we used to get, like, 10.
Because we used to get, like, 20 sometimes.
Yeah.
And now we're lucky if we get, like, 3.
We're starving. Everyone hates us now.
It's not that... what the fuck is there to ask us anymore, you know? To begin with, people are like, what's your favorite rider? What's your favorite suit? That type of shit.
Yeah.
Now they're, like, not even talking about Kamen Rider anymore, like that email about JoJo.
But fuck it. Just send it in anyways.
Yeah. If you have a question for us that doesn't even have to deal with Kamen Rider, send it in.
I've been playing Phoenix Wright lately. Ask me a question about Phoenix Wright.
I just got Overwatch.
Ask us a question.
I'm really, really shit at it, but apparently not any worse than all my friends.
We're amazing at Overwatch together.
Still playing Rocket League.
Yeah.
Fucking excellent game.
Fucking love Rocket League.
So send us some questions, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Peace.
Saturday.